Hello.
Hello, Derek.
Yes.
Hey, this is Chuck from the refinancing department at the bank.
Okay, yeah, hi.
And hi. Yeah, you said you uploaded your stuff to the website?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to do that again, because, I mean, it came through and everything. We received it, but then I clicked on the wrong button, and I deleted it all. Oops.
Which stuff are you talking about?
Oh, you know, you uploaded some documents and stuff, you know, just forms, whatever. I don't know. I never even read that stuff, but, yeah, I accidentally lost it.
Okay. I'll have to get to the computer and do it all again then.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
Might be able to do it later tonight, or it'll have to be tomorrow.
Oh, why can't you just do it right now?
Because I'm not at home, I'm not on my computer.
When are you going to be home? Can you hurry the fuck up?
Sorry?
Can you hurry the fuck up? Because, I don't know, I want to get this over with and just finish it up.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Chuck, from the refinancing department.
Okay, well, if you speak to me like the way you've just spoken to me, you can go and take a run and jump. I reject, and I do not like the way I've been spoken to.
Well, I don't like you telling me to take a running jump. That's not very Christian-like.
Well, you don't swear to me. I am the customer.
Well, you don't tell me to take a running jump, motherfucker.
Hello,
we got disconnected somehow.
Okay, listen, do me a favor. I'm not talking to you. Can you contact Joshua tomorrow or Brian and ask them to call me first thing in the morning, Florida time?
Oh, you're going to be a jerk to me and then you want me to pass along a message? Fuck that shit.
I'm not being a jerk to you, but I hate being sworn to.
You told me to take a jump. I have a recording of it.
Yes, and you also have a recording that prior to me saying that, you told me to hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to edit that part out so they don't hear that part. I'm going to edit the call in my favor, so if you... It's going to be hung up.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way, then along comes Roy Jabell. Always calling up to say the HOA is going to convert to a sovereign state. Is your lawn dead, your mail shred? You can't tell, because you can't stop Roy Jabell.
Thank you, Sam, for that intro song. That's the one we were talking about in the voicemails on the last show. Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is October 29th, 2019, and this is episode 590. It's brought to you by Audi Love, Ernie M., Fun Society Arcade, I Regret Jumping, and Philia, one of the newest supporters of the show. Thanks, all five of you, for supporting the show and being the sponsors, and thanks to the new people who've signed up recently, like Michael S. and Study.io, AK Frost, Dialections, and Reese. Those are a few of the newer supporters on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Just $5 a month gets you an extra show every single week. Like last Wednesday, I did Hobosode number 207, where I did some requests that were sent in to me, and I ended up telling this lady that I was a UPS driver and I left her package down the block from her. Those are always fun.
I am very aware of where I live, and I'm very aware, but I also am very disturbed by the fact that you're calling me and telling me you just left my package on a corner, not in front of my house, that anybody could go and steal. You do realize people steal packages all the time.
Yeah, but it's a nice neighborhood, and I took a Sharpie and I wrote your name in big letters on it. So, like, you'll be able to see it from the street.
Oh, good. Okay, glad. That's awesome.
But it's leaning up against a bush, like, right at the intersection. Speaking of other shows, there's a new Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls out. I finally put a new one of those out. It's got some old oil change calls in it. A couple of them I'd completely forgotten about, so those were fun to listen to. You can find that show over at worldofprankcalls.com. I try to do one of those once a month at least, but occasionally I fail at getting those out. I don't know why. They're not even that hard to put together. But yeah, new Mr. Dabalina show, worldofprankcalls.com. That's pretty exciting. Incognito wants me to remind everyone that there's only 69 days left until Christmas. Actually, he sent this email a couple weeks ago, so a little bit less than that by now, I suppose. But of course that means it's time to remind all of you how great PLA gifts are, and that you should go to the various PLA stores and buy Christmas gifts for everybody that are PLA themed. We've got a bunch of stickers and stuff over at Zazzle.com/phonelosers. And of course that new PLA poster that Nick Caesar made. And there's a bunch of PLA t-shirts at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. And if you look in the show notes, it's not just the PLA stores that have PLA things in them. There's also other people's Spreadshirt stores, for example, that have a bunch of PLA shirts, like, of course, Nick Caesar's Spreadshirt at scaryart.spreadshirt.com. He has about 100 more PLA shirts than I have, and they're all really awesome ones. So please take a look at that and get some shirts and send pictures to me of you wearing your shirt. I'll probably make it show art at some point. And then there's Laugh Track Matt's store at laughtrackmatt.spreadshirt.com. He has a bunch of satanic looking stuff on his store, but in the middle of it all, there is a lot of cactus t-shirts that he made. And he's got a phone show t-shirt up there. Lots of stuff on his store. All of these links are in the show notes at snowplowshow.com. So look in the show notes, click on the links, buy Christmas gifts for everyone. Thank you, Incognito, for reminding me about that. I think it's time to start the show.
Your trailer's on the road.
Yeah, well, I hooked up motors to the wheels, like electric motors, because I wanted to see if I could drive it around.
No, sir, you can't do that.
No, I did. That's what I'm saying. I did. I drove my trailer and I crashed it into my neighbor's trailer. I get a list here from Max Power, and he says, "Hi, Brad. I heard you were looking for Halloween show ideas. I figured why not take the great concept of mall calls and apply the concept of Halloween to them. I did some digging, found some malls that were doing Halloween trick-or-treating events, and figured you could use them." And he gave me a list of malls and told me which days they're having trick-or-treating events on them. So I guess I'm going to try some of that and see how it goes. This first one on here, they had their mall event already, because they did it over the weekend on Sunday. But there's also malls here that are going to have their event on the 31st, which is this Thursday. So let's see how this goes.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hey there, this is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi.
Hey, you know that trick-or-treating event that we had just a few days ago, a couple days ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a few reports that you guys were being kind of motherfuckers during that.
Excuse me?
Just that you guys, you know, just the employees there in the store were being kind of motherfuckers. Do you think, just maybe like next year when we do that, can you please not be motherfuckers?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Roy. I'm from the mall office.
Yeah. Do you think you could transfer me to somebody else real fast?
Like who? They just wanted me to call up you and ask you not to do that.
Yeah. So what other kind of stores were on that list?
I'm sorry, what?
And what kind of other stores were on that list?
Oh, just you. You were the only ones being motherfuckers. It's just we have a strict policy against motherfuckery. All right. This is going great so far.
Thanks for calling Riddles Jewelers at Mall. This is Dwayne. May I help you?
Hey, Dwayne. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi.
Hi. We got some reports. I mean, like, you know that Halloween event we did on Sunday?
Yeah.
We got some reports that you were being kind of a motherfucker on that day.
Excuse me?
You were just being, like, in general, just being kind of a motherfucker to everyone. And they wanted me to call you and ask you if you could just please not be such a motherfucker for future mall events.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I know. And they just wanted me to call you and ask you not to be like that.
Gotcha.
All right. Great. That's pretty much all I needed then.
Great. I hope that made your day.
What do you mean made my day? I'm just doing my job here. What's he talking about? I'm not going to keep doing motherfucker stuff for the entire show. I promise. I don't know. I've just been in a motherfucker mood for the past week or so. I want to call this GNC store and accuse them of handing out supplements instead of candy, but they don't have a number, so I'm going to have to try and remember to do that on another mall.
Thank you for calling Yankee Candle, where we are now hiring for the holidays. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hey, Rachel. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Yes.
Hey, we got, you know that Halloween event that we did just on Sunday?
Yes.
We got some reports that you were your store was handing out fake candy that was actually just wax that was shaped into candy.
That is not true. We had candy that came from Sam's Club, and we had suckers, and then we also had a chocolate mix. It was like Three Musketeers and chocolate.
Well, why'd you get it from Sam's Club? Why couldn't you get it from somewhere in the mall and support your local economy? Yeah.
What store sells candy that we would have purchased from?
I don't know. Maybe you should, you know, maybe occasionally just take a trip around the mall and see.
And just kind of see who has candy?
Yeah, yeah. Buy some from here. You're probably one of those people that
I don't believe you got those reports.
Oh, no, we definitely...
I don't believe that was a true report.
No, we had several parents called us and said that you fashioned wax into candy and, like, included a little note in it and said, hey, maybe next time you should buy a candle or something instead of asking for free handouts.
Now that part is true.
Okay, I knew it.
Yeah, so did you have, with the off-site storage...
Off-site storage, what do you mean?
Are you familiar with the off-site storage?
Maybe. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Why don't you tell me what the fuck that is? Go ahead.
Tell what it is.
What?
I'm asking if that's something that exists.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
What are you asking me? Like, what are you talking in codes for? You're talking in
riddles. I'm not talking in codes.
You're talking in riddles.
I'm not talking in riddles. So that is an actual thing, and I'm just wondering if that is something that is available to the store.
Oh, you're asking a question. Okay, yeah, you just kind of mumbled it. I didn't understand what you were saying. Yeah, we've got off-site storage.
Where is that located?
It's over by, do you know where the Go Calendars, Games Go, Toys Go is?
I don't.
That's around the corner. Like, do you never go through the mall? You just go straight to your store? He's got...
okay, I'm gonna end this call.
Tunnel vision all the way to your store?
Yeah, I'm gonna end this call, though.
All right, well, I was trying to answer your question, but you're being kind of a motherfucker.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. I have no idea what she's asking me. Like, really, after I accuse her of all that, she's going to ask some question about the mall? I thought she's trying to get me to prove myself at first.
Thank you for calling Claire's. We need your ears here. This is Lindsay. How can I help you?
Hey, Lindsay. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi.
Here at the malls. You know that event we had on Sunday with the trick-or-treaters?
Okay.
We got reports that you were handing out just, like, one earring, and...
Handing out what?
Just, instead of candy, you were giving out one earring, and saying, hey, if you want the other one, you can pay $10,
like, no,
as a promotional thing.
So.
And you can't do that. You have to, you know, you have to actually give out candy.
No, we gave out suckers.
Yeah, suckers, that would work too. But no, you guys were just handing out just one earring. And trying to get people to buy the second one?
No, I'm sorry. I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you were. We got reports from several people that you were being a real motherfucker about the whole thing.
Okay. I'll go ahead and call mall management to them.
I am a mall management.
But why would you talk to me like that?
What? Like what?
You just cussed at me.
Oh, no, I didn't cuss at you. I just said we had several reports that you were just handing out earrings instead of candy. And, I mean, that's a liability for us. Some kid could think it's candy. You know, kids are stupid. They might just eat the earring.
Okay, I'll call and talk to Dave and see what Dave says about that.
Well, Dave's going to tell you the same thing. Don't try and...
Well, we weren't handing out earrings. We were handing out suckers.
Fuckers? Are you cursing at me?
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Sounded like she said fuckers to me.
Finish line, this is Lisa. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Kevin over at the Foot Locker.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you know on Sunday we had that event, that Halloween event?
The trick-or-treating?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
And, like, all of the parents, they kept coming over here and telling us that you guys were saying that we had inferior candy to yours, just like we have inferior shoes.
I wasn't even here Sunday, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, can I talk to someone that was there on Sunday?
Sure. Give me a second.
Okay. Aw. Put me on hold.
Spend a time.
Hey there. I'm calling from the Foot Locker. How come you guys were talking shit on Sunday?
Okay, I wasn't here Sunday, so...
Well, she said she's going to transfer me to someone that was there. You probably were there. You're probably just afraid to admit it.
Come in my face and say that.
Okay. Well, let me try the Foot Locker now.
Thank you, Foot Locker TSP. I'm going to help you.
Hey, this is Steve over at the Finish Line.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, how come you guys were talking shit on Sunday? Because you were telling all the trick-or-treaters that we had inferior candy? Just like we have...
What? Man, who is this, man?
This is Steve over at Finish Line. Like, you don't have to be like that. It's, you know, just because we're competitors.
Hey, who this Steve dude, man? Dude, Steve at Finish Line.
Yeah, I work at Finish Line, and you were saying that we had inferior candy to all the kids, just like we have inferior shoes.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Get off my line.
Well, you were just being a real motherfucker. Hello? Holy shit. Shoe store people, they've got tempers. Let's call this other one here. I think this might be a women's shoe thing, though. And women don't have tempers.
Thank you for calling Shoe Department. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi, Haley. This is Steve. I'm with the Foot Locker.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like on Sunday, we had that trick-or-treating event?
Yes.
And they were telling us that you guys were saying that our candy was inferior to all the kids. Like, you were saying, hey, did you get candy from Foot Locker? And they'd be like, yeah. And you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. You may as well throw that in the trash because their candy's about as good as their shoes.
Hmm.
And that wasn't cool.
You know, quite strange. I actually just got a phone call just like this, like 10 minutes ago.
You're kidding.
Yep.
Was it from Foot Locker? Because they were impersonating me.
You know, see, I wasn't told. Actually, they said it was mall security.
Security?
Yeah, but it sounded pretty much just like you.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Very weird.
What'd they say?
I can't really repeat it.
Why not? We're both adults.
I have.
I mean, like, you weren't afraid to tell all the customers that we were inferior and had inferior candy and inferior shoes on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course. But my phone call from 10 minutes ago had bad words in it that I'm not allowed to say in front of my customers.
Oh, fuck the customers. Just say it. You know, they're all adults, right?
Hmm. Interesting.
I just don't see why you get to be like that, okay? Like, there's no reason for us to act like that just because we're competitors. And just because
Do you guys actually sell candy?
No, we don't sell candy. We just, you know, we were handing out candy on Sunday, and you were talking shit. There's no reason to be like that just because you're threatened by our superior product. There's no.
Oh, well, you know what's funny? What? We didn't even pass out candy on Sunday.
Well, why would you even say that then? Why would you say that to the customers and the kids and stuff? That's not cool.
I guess I didn't.
I think you did.
I don't know.
Okay, well, you're being all weird, so I'm going to let you go, but you don't have to be like that. You know, we can be friends.
Okay.
We can be friends.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, you have a good day.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Okay, I guess I called her already. I think that might have been the first place I called. Oops. I'm running out of places at this mall, so I think I'm going to call the next mall, which is one that hasn't had an event yet. This first one is a convenience store inside of a mall. And that's always a sign of a dying mall, if there's a convenience store inside.
Hello?
Hi, is this the convenience store that's inside of a mall?
Who's this?
This is Kevin from the mall office.
Mall office?
Yes, I'm from the mall office.
This is not mall office.
I am the mall office. Are you the store inside the mall?
Yeah, who is this?
I'm Kevin. I'm from the mall office.
Okay, Kevin, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing? Wow, that was really difficult. I feel exhausted just trying to tell you who I am.
So, what are you doing, Kevin, there? The mall office?
Yeah, I'm Kevin. So, you know, we're having an event.
Yeah, I know you, Kevin.
We're having an event on Sunday. Or, I mean, on the 31st for trick-or-treaters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the event?
Yeah, I know. There is a trick-or-treat also.
Yeah. Last year during the event, you were being a real motherfucker.
Who?
You were. You. And
you? And you, same thing. Same thing, you too.
Oh, no. I wasn't. I was in the mall office. I didn't interact with the children. I'm not allowed to. But I'm just saying, this year, try not to be such a motherfucker to the kids.
I don't know. You know very well. I don't know about this one.
No, I'm saying we had reports from parents that you were being a real motherfucker. And we have a no motherfucker.
Okay, this way, I have your number in the caller ID, and he listening also at the police department too also, okay? So maybe problem for you.
No, okay? I'm from the mall office.
I think so. This is the police department. He listening to you also.
No, he's not.
Okay?
Look, I'm just trying to ask
you.
I
don't know who is a motherfucker. Maybe you motherfucker also, maybe. I think so.
Yeah, but I don't run a store in the mall. I'm just asking you to please nicely.
I know you. Where are you now? I know.
I'm in the mall office.
Okay, I know. I know where are you, fucking asshole.
Hey.
I know. Okay?
You can't talk to me like that. I'm in the mall office.
Shut your mouth, goddammit.
Listen here, motherfucker. You
why you effort like that, you?
Because you need to stop being a motherfucker to the kids. You're not allowed to be a motherfucker.
Shut your mouth, goddammit, saint nigger, fucking asshole.
What? I'm just nicely
fuck
asking
you, asshole, motherfucker.
I'm nicely asking you not to be a motherfucker.
I give the police department here. I connect with the police department. Okay, hang on 1 second.
I'm going to tell the police department you're being racist at me.
Shut your mouth, goddammit.
No, you can't make me.
Come over here if you have chance. Come over here.
Look, I'm just nicely asking you, please.
Why you call here like that? Why are you calling like that here?
Because they asked me to call you because we had complaints last year that you were being a motherfucker.
Okay.
So
are you sure?
Yes, so please don't be a motherfucker this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all I'm calling to say. Please do not be a motherfucker.
I know. Where are you?
I am in the mall office, sitting at my desk.
No, not your mall office.
Yes, okay. I am. I am, too, in the mall office.
No, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway, motherfucker, stop being a motherfucker.
Keep going now. Why are you picking up the telephone?
Oh, your phone's cutting out. Are you walking over to the mall office with your cordless phone? It doesn't go that far.
It's scary. Continue to talk with me, okay?
Okay, how come? What are you doing?
All right.
What are you doing?
Right.
Why? Why do I have to keep talking?
I'm doing.
You're doing what? What are you doing?
I'm doing.
What exactly are you doing? Are you walking?
I'm doing for you.
You're doing for me? That's weird.
Yes. I have your number, okay?
I know.
And you be careful.
It's on the caller ID. Durr.
I know. Caller ID or whatever you have.
I know how caller ID works.
No problem. It's very soon. I catch you later.
You're going to catch me? What are you going to catch me doing?
Yeah. I know where are you.
Where am I?
I know your house. I know your house.
You know my house? You're not supposed to know where I live.
Yes, yes. I know where your house.
How would you know my house?
I know.
Well, what are you going to... Why do you need to know where my house is?
You will see now. Well, soon.
What? Is that a threat?
Maybe.
You better not firebomb my house, because I won't stand for that. That's something a motherfucker would do.
Oh, your name is motherfucker? Your name is motherfucker?
No, good. No. My name's Kevin.
I think so. Your name is motherfucker, right?
All right. Well, just you know...
Huh?
I just...
No. Talk. Continue.
I'm trying to.
Talk, okay?
You're interrupting me. Stop interrupting.
Why are you scary?
Well,
Why are you scary?
I'm not scared of, huh? I ain't scared of a motherfucker.
Mr. Kevin, care of motherfucker. How you doing?
Hey, you take that back.
Hey?
Take that back.
Huh?
Take it back.
Come over here. Come here.
I will. I'm there every day.
If you have chance.
I come there every day to buy a Reese's.
No. Hang on 1 second, because you crazy. I think so.
I'm not crazy. They asked me to call you and ask you to please not be a motherfucker, because we got complaints last year. People complained about you. What's happening?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. What are you talking about, you?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Why
you bothered me here?
I'm not trying to bother you. I was just calling to find out how much you're charging for Pepsi, if you're still running the 2-for-1 special.
Oh, what are you talking about before here?
What do you mean?
Because the listening is the police department here, in the police department. I told you before.
No.
Because several times you bother me here on the telephone line.
No, I just called one time. I was just calling to find out about, like, if you had any of the...
No.
If you're doing the special thing on
what
the...
What reason?
What reason
will you call me here?
I was calling to find out if you have Crystal Pepsi. Because, like, they're doing a promo at the other stores, and I was just...
Why you change me the statement again?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. I was just... I thought you were checking on the Crystal Pepsi for me.
What Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi.
What Pepsi?
So you don't have Crystal Pepsi?
Okay. Next time, if you call me here, it is a really 100% problem for you. Okay?
What a problem? I was just calling to find out prices. That's all.
What are prices?
The prices for the...
You know the prices all.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. I was just trying to find out what the price was for the Crystal Pepsi, if you had the promo.
All right, so be careful next time, okay?
Okay, do you take coupons for the Crystal Pepsi for the special they're doing? Hello?
Yeah.
So, you do take the coupons?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you do?
Okay
great. I will stop in there later then. Thank you.
No. Don't hang up the telephone. Why you hang up the telephone?
Oh, because you answered my question. I was just calling about the coupons and the special.
What is the question?
About the
What is your question?
You don't understand what I'm asking?
No, I don't understand. You come over here and I show you the Pepsi price, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm sorry to bother you. I didn't mean to upset you.
No. Don't sorry.
I'm very sorry.
Don't sorry. You have... Big trouble, maybe, today. You have big trouble.
Big trouble? Just because I wanted a Pepsi?
You crazy, maybe. You crazy here, okay?
I'm not crazy. I was just calling to ask about the coupons, with the promo thing. You know they're doing the promo thing.
What is this? Sometimes you say Pepsi, sometimes you say the vulgar talking about, sometimes you effort and the bad effort you.
The what?
Who are you?
I don't know what
yes.
you're... I'm sorry, I just don't know what you're talking about, sir. I was just calling about the Pepsi.
No. Don't hang the telephone, okay?
Why?
You crazy.
Sir, I'm a customer, sir.
All right?
I've been in there before.
Shut your mouth, you customer.
Sir, don't talk
and
to me like
police,
that.
He take care of you. Police department, he take care of you. Okay? God damn it.
Whoa, sir. I'm a Christian.
All right?
I'm a Christian. Please don't talk like that.
Shut your mouth, God damn it.
Sir, that's uncalled for. I don't understand why you're
you
being...
You know who I am? I'm your father.
What?
You know?
No. No, you're not...
If you need more detail, ask your mother.
You're not my father.
Okay?
You're not my father. My father... He...
Come over here. I'll show you my face.
My father is downstairs. I live with my father.
Okay, upstairs too.
I know you're...
Okay?
You're not my father. I'm
sure... Yes.
Anyway, you're kind of being a stupid motherfucker. I'm just going to hang up, okay?
You too, also. Same thing.
You're more of a motherfucker than me.
I see your number, okay?
I know. You already told me that.
Maybe I give it to you, not 24 hours only.
You're a motherfucker times
maybe
two.
Maybe that. You maybe look like you psycho.
I'm not a psycho.
You're sick.
At least I'm not a motherfucker.
All right. So, you want to call continue here or you want to listening?
Listening to what?
Huh?
Are
you crazy?
Are you still in your store? I don't know what's going on. I just... Hello?
Yes, why are you calling here? What reason?
About the coupon. I didn't know this was going to turn into a big thing. I just wanted to ask a question about the promotions. That's all.
What kind of promotion?
Oh, here we go again. Okay, sir, I have to go. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're being like this.
Don't hang up the telephone.
I'm a regular...
listening. I told you before that you're listening language in the police... department.
I'm a regular customer there, okay? I come in there all the time.
So you're a regular customer, so come over here. Showing up here.
I go in there all the time. I work at the mall.
Okay, next time, don't call here, okay?
Okay, well, I'm
it's
sorry.
Good for you, good for us.
I didn't know I wasn't
no,
allowed.
Study too.
I didn't know I wasn't
no,
allowed.
No. Your
yes,
name
yes, yes,
is
yes,
Kevin.
Yes.
I see your caller ID.
I know. You keep telling me that.
I have your number. I trace your number.
I don't know why you're being like this. I'm a regular. I buy stuff there all the time. Okay, so I'm going to go
okay.
Now.
You call me here several times here every day.
No, this is the first time I've ever called
huh?
you. I've never called your
so
store
I think
before.
So maybe you have a problem today.
Okay, well, just please stop threatening to come to my house.
You say, when you call here, you say, I'm the mall office. Your name is Kevin. Where are you?
I never said I was with the mall office. I said I was just calling about the Crystal...
Okay, what do you say before?
Crystal Pepsi coupons, about the promotion.
What kind of promotion?
It's a nationwide thing. I don't know. Like, I'm a little weirded out. I don't think I want to shop at your store anymore. So I'm going to hang up, okay? I really need to go. I've got things to do.
Don't hang up the telephone, okay? Why you hang up the telephone?
Because we're done with the call. All you've done is insult me. I just want to go.
You may be psycho, 100%.
Okay, yeah, you've called me a psycho several times. I'm sorry I called your store. I didn't know that made me a psycho. So I'm hanging up now. Have a nice day.
Why you? I told you, you're listening. Everything is recording now today.
Speak up. I can't hear you. Speak up. Speak louder.
No, I say, this whatever you say is listening in the police department. Okay?
Okay.
So why you hang up the telephone?
Well, I don't know. Go ahead and report to the police department that I called and asked about a coupon. I guess they'll come.
What coupon?
They'll come and take me away.
I have a whole recording here. Whole.
Okay. All right.
Hey, how you doing? This is the mall security.
Okay.
So what's the reason for you calling?
I called to ask him about a coupon, and he started yelling at me. He thinks I'm somebody else. I don't know what his problem is, but it's fine. I'm going to hang up, and I won't shop there anymore.
The coupon, though, like...
I guess he doesn't take coupons. He got mad at me and started cursing at me. He says I'm crazy.
What kind of coupon?
He's, like, threatening to come to my house and firebomb it. And that's,
what kind of coupon did you have?
It doesn't matter. Like, who are you?
I'm the head of security here at the...
Okay, well, you tell him that he's the crazy one. I just called to ask about a coupon. That's all. I thought they took coupons.
Hey, I understand.
I guess they don't take coupons.
Do you work at the mall?
Yes, but I don't want to say where because that guy's threatening me and stuff. He's like making threats
I'm
at me.
I'm talking to you though. You're not talking to him. You're talking to me. What store?
Right.
Do you
yeah,
work
but
at?
He's standing right there. He says he recorded the entire call. So fuck that. I'm not telling you anything. I'm not telling you shit.
All right, cool. Just don't call this number anymore.
I won't call it again because I'll get yelled at and threatened.
Have a nice... Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye. Holy shit. That was a roller coaster, wasn't it? Like, I figured he was walking down to the mall office. That's why I started being nice all of a sudden because I wanted him to appear crazy. But then I thought he left the mall office, so I started being weird again. But it turned out he hadn't. And apparently he gets phone calls from somebody else that isn't me, probably because he acts like a nut job to all of his customers. Oh man, I googled the name of that store just because I kind of wanted to see a picture of it inside the mall to see how it looked. And it is a convenience store. There's like gumball machines at the entrance. They sell lotto tickets. There's coffee. But the greatest part is that there's this man walking out of the store who could be the person I just talked to. I mean, not to racial profile here or anything, but he's walking out of the store and he's looking directly at the camera and glaring at it. He looks like a very grouchy person, and he's sort of wearing kind of what might be a uniform, and I almost want to make this the show art. I don't know, maybe I will, maybe I won't, I don't know. It's kind of hilarious, though. I wish he had a phone in his hand as he was walking out of his store. Holy shit, half of my show is going to be just that guy. I think that went on for about 15 minutes.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Bath & Body Works. Diane speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Diane. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Hey, you know how we're doing that Halloween event on the 31st?
Mm-hmm.
With the candy?
Yep.
We got reports last year that you were just carving soaps into candy shapes and pretending they were candy, and you can't do that. You have to give actual candy this year.
Excuse me. That's wrong.
Oh, no, we had several reports. Like, you were just, you know, taking your soaps that you sell and carving them into candy to save money or whatever.
Well, we don't we don't sell bar soaps here, and I don't think you're from the mall office either.
What do you mean I'm not from the mall office? Why would I say I'm from the mall office? I think I may have accidentally giggled there a little bit and gave myself away. Oops.
Thank you for calling Kenusha. This is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Hey, Stephanie. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you know how we're having that Halloween event on the 31st?
Yes.
With the trick-or-treaters?
Yep.
We had reports from several people last year that instead of candy, you were handing out blood diamonds, and you can't do that.
What?
But, like, instead of handing out candy, I guess just to save on money, you're giving out blood diamonds to little kids. And you can't do that because they might, you know, they might think it's candy and eat it or something.
Okay.
So could you just hand out candy this year, please?
Yep.
All right. Let me see if Gary can help me.
What's happening? Oh, man. I think this mall may have been warned. This is a pretty small mall. Like, it looks like it used to be a big mall, but it's downsized a little bit. Hey, look, they have a Planet Fitness here, though.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Jacob. How may I help you?
Hey, Jacob. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, you know how we're doing that event on Halloween for the trick-or-treaters?
Yes.
Last year, you guys were forcing the kids to run on the treadmill. Like making them run like a quarter mile before you'd give them any candy. Could you not do that this year?
I don't remember us doing that. I don't know if I was here or not, but I Would definitely, yeah. We should not do that at all.
Yeah, it's just, you know, parents were complaining, and you guys kept setting the lunk alarm off on the kids and calling them fat and stuff. And we can't have.
I don't believe we were doing that at all.
Oh no, we had several complaints. We just, if you could just, you know, knock it off with that kind of thing, that'd be great. Just give them candy like all the other stores. You don't have.
I wasn't here, but I don't believe we ever would have called anybody anything like that.
Yeah, it was a little weird to get those reports, but yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely not what we do. But have you talked to our manager, Katie, about this?
Oh, no, is she there? I could talk to her.
She's not here now. I would call later today or tomorrow, because I mean, I'm the assistant manager here, and this is the first I've ever heard of this.
Yeah, you guys were just like making fun of the kids for you know, eating candy and getting fat, and be like, oh, do you want to end up like that guy over there, and pointing to a fat customer.
I don't believe we ever would have done that, sir, unless it was an employee that was doing that. But I don't think we ever would have done that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys are known for shaming people, you know, with the lunk alarm. Like,
at this location of the mall, we haven't set the lunk alarm off on anybody since I've been here. We don't ever set our lunk alarm.
Right. I mean, just it's the general corporate policy to shame the customers and make fun of them and judge them with the lunk alarm.
Could you just not do
that with the trick or treaters? You know, they're just little kids. Let them have some fun before they start getting fat.
Can I have your information, sir, just so I can have my manager call you? Because I don't think that's anything we would ever want to do, or I don't...
Yeah, well, why'd you do it then last year? I mean, come on.
I don't believe we did. I wasn't here for that, but I can... What's your first name, sir?
It's Kevin.
And your last name?
Gersperms.
How do you spell that?
It's G. G as in Nat. E as in I. R as in R. Wanda.
Yeah.
S... as in C.
Yeah.
B as in B. B, Q.
Yeah.
E as in idiot.
What? What company do you work for?
Oh, with the mall office, just here in the mall.
Okay, and do you, what's... Okay. And so...
Yeah, just don't make little kids cry, because, okay, that's all.
I don't believe we ever would have done that, sir. I apologize if we ever did, but I don't believe we ever would have. Can I have a contact number for you?
Sure, yeah. It's 420-6969.
Okay. Can I ask what your title is at the mall office? Can I ask what company you work for? Because that's not what your number is. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's my personal extension here. I can give you the general mall office number if you need that.
Yeah, can I just ask what company you work for?
I'm with the mall.
Well, but the mall has, like, a company that they...
Okay, well, look, you don't have to second-guess who I am. Just don't be an asshole to the kids. That's all I'm asking.
I just don't think we ever would have done that, sir. But if I were you, I would call and speak to our manager... Katie, like, tomorrow she'll be here from, 8 to 6.
Yeah, well,
I believe you should talk to her, because this doesn't sound at all like something we would do.
You could just pass along the message. You're the secretary. Just...
I am not the secretary, but I would like you to speak to her, because I don't think that's anything we ever would have done.
Okay, I mean, it's just a really simple message to give to Katie. Please don't be motherfuckers this year.
Okay, can you please stop cussing at me, sir?
Oh, I'm not cussing. I'm just saying we got a lot of reports last year that you guys were all just being kind of motherfuckers with the lunk alarm and the treadmills.
Okay, well, since you've cussed me again, I'm going to hang up now. If you would like to pass this message along, you could speak to my manager, Katie, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, you as well.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Let's try the jewelry shop.
Hi, what may I help you?
Hello, I'm an employee here at the mall. I work at the cell phone kiosk.
Yes.
And I'm going to be wheeling my kiosk down the hall, and I'm going to put it inside your store for today. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
So I'm going to work inside your store today.
What do you work inside?
I'm going to bring my kiosk. I'm going to bring my whole kiosk inside your store, and I'm going to plug it into an outlet, and I'm going to work inside your store.
Do you know what store you're calling? I'm the nail store.
Yeah, the nail works. I'm going to come into the nail works. I'm going to work in there today.
Okay.
So you got to move some things out of the way so I can get all my stuff in.
Oh, no. Who said you move stuff in my store?
I just want to because I don't get good Wi-Fi down here on my cell phone. So I'm going to move to your store and see if it's better.
No. In my store, cannot everything you can put it in. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. We'll make it fit. I'll squeeze everything around. I'll move some things for you.
Oh, I don't know how big your kiosk.
Yeah, I'm gonna. You pronounce it kiosk. I thought that was right too. Maybe I just.
You can talk to the mall officer.
Oh no, I'm just gonna wheel it on over. I'm gonna wheel it down the hall and I'm gonna plug it in. Do you have an outlet? Can I plug it into your outlet there?
Outlet outside. I think they have the outlet, but it's not my install. No. In my store.
Yeah, I'm going to plug it in. I have power, lights and stuff. I got to plug it in, plug in my lights.
Oh, I don't know what you want to do, but it's not allowed to inside my store,
no,
okay?
I'm just going to come inside your store and work there so I have better Wi-Fi.
No, I cannot do that one. Okay, sorry about that.
Why not? Why?
Goodbye. Yeah,
please?
Because of Wi-Fi, we just do for the merchant service only. No one use my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but
they have the Pembroke Wi-Fi already.
It'll be good for business because we'll both be together and... people come in, and maybe they'll stay for nails. Whatever. I'm going to try that again.
Thank you for calling the Children's Place. How can I help you?
Hey there. This is Steve. I work at the cell phone kiosk down the hall from you.
Okay.
You know the one with cell phone accessories?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna wheel my whole kiosk down to your store, and I'm going to bring it inside there.
Okay.
And I'm just going to work in there today, because your store's big.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to do that or not. I would have to talk to the district manager or the store manager first and see.
Yeah, well, the store manager's not there today.
Yeah, I can still call her, though, and just make sure first.
Yeah, well, no, just like, we don't even have to tell her. Let's just, I just want to work inside your store.
I would have to verify that first, though. I can't just do that without asking.
I know, but
somebody.
We'll just tell them I didn't even ask you, and I just kind of showed up and plugged my stuff into your outlets and started working.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that and get in trouble, though, so I would have to ask somebody first.
But the Wi-Fi is better on that side of the mall, and I can barely even play on my phone.
Right. I understand, but I would still have to verify with someone first.
Oh, come on. Like I'll just come in. I'll just be partway in the store. I'll just be half sticking in halfway and out the door.
I would still have to talk to someone first and make sure it's okay.
I just want the good Wi-Fi. That's all.
Okay, I understand. I still will have to verify with someone though if you're going to be inside the store selling stuff.
What's the manager's number? Okay. Let's put her on three-way.
I'll give her a call.
Oh no, let's just put her on three-way. It'll be more fun that way.
I have to go get her number.
Oh okay, I'll hold.
All right. Why don't you just give me your number and I can give you a call back?
No. I don't give out my number to just anyone. That's weird. Look, I'm taken.
All right. Well, okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay. She hung up. I was really echoing on that one. I don't know what that was about. Oh my gosh. Look at this. Another convenience store inside of a mall. I think that's what it is. It has convenience in the name. Oh no. It's more like a dollar store. That's a little more acceptable for a mall, I think.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check.
And they're not even open.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Old Navy. How may I help you?
Hey there. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Okay.
And I was calling about the Halloween event we're having, you know, on the 31st.
Okay.
Last year, you guys were being kind of motherfuckers to the kids. Could you just maybe tone it down this year? Just be nice.
Excuse me?
You're just like, in general, everyone in your store are being kind of motherfuckers. When, you know, handing out the candy and everything.
Well, I mean, I think you probably could have explained that in a maybe less rude way.
Well, I didn't mean to be rude. I'm just, you know, we just got a lot of complaints that you guys just in general were being motherfucking.
Right, so then just simply state that, you know, there were a couple associates in the store that were being rude instead of using profanity.
Well, no, I'm not trying to use profanity. We have a strict no motherfucker policy here in the mall. And you guys were being motherfuckers.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, just... Okay, the next one is a skate store.
This is Jelena.
Oh, hey, Jelena. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you know how we're having that Halloween event on the 31st in a couple days?
On the 31st Thursday, yeah, the trick-or-treat.
Yeah. Yeah, last year, when you guys were handing out the candy, we had a few reports that you guys were being real motherfuckers.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think you could just...
I don't know. I don't remember if I was here last year, but dang.
Yeah.
Like working that day.
Hmm.
Shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Several parents complained that you guys were being serious motherfuckers.
Okay, we'll definitely take that into context today, this year, though.
Okay, yeah, we just have the strict no motherfucker policy.
Of course, I completely understand. I would definitely tell them to be on their best behavior.
Okay, tell them specifically not to be motherfuckers.
Not to be motherfuckers. Okay, I definitely got you.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
That's perfect. Exactly what I'm going to tell them.
Okay, thanks for your understanding.
Of course.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that anyway. So for last year, apparently, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know what specifically.
Oh, no. I didn't even know.
The parents were just coming in and saying that you guys were being motherfuckers.
I could check who was working last year, too. But I'll do that, but I'll definitely tell our workers now, though, too.
Okay, because we have a strict no motherfucker policy here at the mall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will definitely let them know. Thank you for telling me, too.
Oh, sure, no problem. You have a nice day.
You, too. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
That was pretty much the nicest response I've ever gotten to that. This next place is a haircut.
This is Katie. How can I help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi.
Hi. You know we're having that event on the 31st with the trick-or-treating?
Yes, I'm pretty sure my boss knows about it.
Okay, great. Well, it's just that last year when you guys were handing out candy to the kids... we had several reports that you were all being real motherfuckers about it. So they wanted me to call and ask you not to be motherfuckers this year. Ma'am? Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? 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 Are you still there? What happened? I can hear you. Well, that one was weird because I could hear her in the background doing something and I was listening for a long time. She was just not talking. I'm sure I'm going to delete a lot of that silence out of there, but I'm nearly certain I heard her laughing. Before she stopped talking to me.
Thank you for calling, Glass. This is Marquita. Are you calling about a free ear piercing today?
Oh, no. Hey, Marquita. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. You know that event we're having in a couple days with the trick-or-treating?
Yes.
Last year, when you guys handed out the candy, we had reports mm-hmm. that you were being motherfuckers.
Oh, wow.
So they just want me to call you and ask you if you could not be a motherfucker this year.
Wow. Did they tell you to use that particular word?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of the parents were saying is that you were all just being kind of motherfuckers.
Okay. And you said your name was what again?
Kevin.
Okay. And what department do you work in the mall office?
I'm just here in the office, just general office worker.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you so much for that call today.
Okay, and you're going to pass along the message, right, and tell all the employees not to be motherfuckers?
Yeah, I think so. I'm also walk down to the mall office and see if I can meet you, because that's such an inappropriate conversation, but okay.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm not trying to be inappropriate. You're just being a real motherfucker last year.
Well, I wasn't here last year, so I didn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm not blaming you personally. I'm just saying that in general... The people that were working on Halloween were being real motherfuckers.
Right. So I'm choosing, I'm thinking you could have chose just to put that a little bit more delicately than what you just did. So I will be coming down to the mall office, Captain.
Oh, yeah, that's fine if you want to. I just, you know, they're going to tell you the same thing. You're not allowed to be a motherfucker.
Okay.
We have a strict no motherfucker policy here in the mall.
All right. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Children's Place, how may I help you?
Hey there, this is Kevin from the mall office.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that event we're having on the 31st with the trick-or-treating?
No, I personally do not.
Oh, okay. Is there a manager there?
I am a manager, but let me put you on with my assistant.
I know, a very good one. Okay.
You want to take the phone? Supposedly someone from the mall office, but they just told me I'm not a good manager, so I don't know if it's a prank or not.
Hi, this is Brittany. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Brittany. I'm calling from the mall office. I don't know why she wouldn't think I'm from the mall office. So I was just calling about the event that we're having in a couple days with the trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, you know, you guys were, they'd say trick-or-treat, and you'd say trick and squirt blood on them. And we can't have that. I'm almost out of stores at this mall. I think I'm about to quit. I mean, we've got a Nordstrom's. Oh, no, that one's outside. But here's a t-shirt shop.
Hello, t-shirt.
Hey there. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Yes, sir.
And you know that event we're having with the trick-or-treating in a couple days?
Yes, sir.
Last year, we had a lot of reports that, you know, the kids would come into your store and they'd say trick-or-treat and you guys would say trick and squirt blood on them. Could you not do that this
year? Why would my wife does it for us? Who said that?
Well, no, was your wife squirting blood on the kids and then not giving them candy?
No. Who told you?
Oh, a bunch of people. They're just saying you guys were all like trick and instead of...
No, we don't do that. It's not we just give them candy.
It's not an option.
Who's giving a false report? No, but who gave you that report?
I don't know. Like, just several parents. Like, so... No. Just please.
You can watch us. You want to watch us?
Oh,
can,
no. That's weird.
Why would I watch? Where would we get the blood? We don't have time.
Well, you know, fake blood. Fake blood from the Halloween store.
No, we don't have time to do those.
Well, you had
time
to get...
a shop. My wife just comes in with my son, and we just hand out candy. Who gave you that
okay.
report?
All right. Maybe it was a mistake then. Maybe it was the eyebrow place.
No. Who gave you that report? My wife is going to speak to you then.
Okay.
Because that's not fair to her. She's been doing this for 5 years. She comes out of her way to sit outside and give candy. Who told you that we give blood and all?
Well,
who mentioned that?
No, they're just saying you're playing.
You're saying several parents. Who did that?
Well, maybe it was...
Do you have any proof?
Shut up. Maybe it was the children's outlet place next
you're,
door.
You're calling me shut up?
Well, you
Did
just,
you call me shut up?
No, I said to shut up because you were talking too much.
No, you cannot call me shut up. Who is this?
I'm Kevin from the mall office.
Yeah, but why are you calling me shut up?
You
cannot call me shut up,
you
Kevin.
I want you to stop talking, so I just said shut up. That's just how.
Okay, so you're telling me to shut up. Okay, one minute.
For what? What do you
okay.
do?
Okay, what's the number?
What do you mean?
What's your number?
The number to what?
To you. What's your number?
It's 381.
Okay, and you're from the mall office?
Yeah, it's Kevin.
Okay.
But no, I'm not trying to cause problems. It's just, you know, someone...
No. I need to call. 1 minute. Okay.
Hey, shut up. Shut up.
Hello? Hey.
Hey, this is Kevin from the mall office.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, pal. You know that Halloween event we're having in a couple days?
Yeah.
Last year, I guess you guys were, you know, kids would say trick or treat, and you'd squirt fake blood on them and say trick, and not give them candy. Do you think this year you could just give them candy?
Are you talking about the mall?
Yeah, that's the one.
Like, yeah, we didn't really do the... I mean, we're inside the mall. This is a particular store.
Oh, yeah, and I know which store you are. It's just, you know, every year we do the trick or treat thing with the kids, and they come in and they say trick or treat, and you guys were you guys were saying trick, and then you squirt fake blood all over them, like in all over their costumes and hair and stuff. And can you just give
we didn't you got the wrong limelin there.
Can you just give him candy this time instead of doing that? Because that's kind of a dick move.
We've never done that. Oh, no. Please show me pictures of that being done, if you will.
Well, I wasn't in there taking pictures. We just got complaints from parents. They're saying you
we've never done that.
You guys it's not real.
To find out who did that. We gave away trading cards and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you got the wrong suspect, buddy.
Oh, don't call me buddy, pal.
You called me pal.
Well, you called me buddy first, so I can call you pal, motherfucker.
Buddy's a word of endearment, bro. Yeah, buddy's good.
I don't take it that way. It's like when someone calls you boss. I just want to grab them by their head and say, fuck you. I ain't your fucking boss, pal, chief, cowboy.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about as far as the other thing go, but
I'm just saying in general. It pisses me off when people call me buddy. It ain't no term of endearment. It's more like an insult. It's more like you're just being a huge asshole. And that made him hang up. Okay, I'm gonna try one more place. It's right next to that place. Man, that place is like a it's like a junk store in the mall. It's just filled with garbage. They've got a bunch of stuff like outside the windows.
Thank you for calling Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse. This is Christina speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Christina. This is Kevin from the mall office.
Hi.
Hi. You know that Halloween event we're having in a couple days?
No. I mean, we're going to be participating in trick-or-treating. We always do that, but I didn't know about anything else.
Oh, no. That's what I'm talking about, the trick-or-treating.
Okay, yes. We always do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, last year we got some complaints that, you know, the kids would come in and they'd say trick-or-treat, and you guys would say trick, and you'd squirt fake blood all over them.
Us?
Yeah, so do you think you could just hand out...
No, I don't have any fake blood.
Yeah, could you just hand out candy this year instead of squirting fake blood on the kids?
We didn't do that.
Are you sure?
Positive. We don't squirt fake blood on people. I've never even had fake blood. We've never done that. I wouldn't even allow that. That's crazy.
I know.
We only hand out candy. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, that's so weird. Like, several people complained about it, and it's not a big deal. I was just hoping you guys could just stick
to... And you're sure it's Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse?
Yeah, like you're the only ones doing it. Everyone else is just giving out candy. Well, I mean, you know, the Bed Bath & Body, they were giving out like soap-shaped candy, and kids were eating that.
No, we've participated in giving out candy for the past 6 years. I actually spent a lot of money on the candy, and I've never had any fake blood being squirted at people.
I'd think the fake blood would be more expensive.
I don't do that. I wouldn't even spend the money on that. It comes from the company, so it's an expense that I have to send a receipt in for.
Oh, yeah.
I would never do that. I have my part-timers hand out candy, but I know they're not squirting fake blood on people.
Yeah, they were
just... That is the weirdest thing that I've ever heard. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well, I know, like, it's, you know, when they come to your house, it's an option. Like, kids have come to my house, and they say trick-or-treat, and I say trick, and I throw an egg at them.
Are you joking with me? Are you serious?
I'm just saying that's what I do in my own personal time, but here at the mall, we've got to just kind of...
We don't do that, but this isn't a joke, right? This is really serious. Somebody complained and said we squirted fake blood on people at Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse?
Yeah. They were also just saying in general you guys were being kind of motherfuckers.
Who is this?
It's Kevin from the mall office.
This is a joke.
No, I wouldn't joke about this. I'm a Christian.
Who is this?
It's Kevin.
No, it's not. You're lying. Who is this? This is a joke.
Who else would I be?
I don't know. Somebody playing a trick on me. Who is it?
Well, it is, you know, close to trick-or-treating time.
So who is it?
It's Steve over at the t-shirt shop.
What in the world? What? Is it really? What t-shirt shop?
The one, you know, like around the corner from you, the t-shirt shop.
What do you mean? I don't know. Well, I don't know who it is.
I was just kidding around. I was just calling up stores in the mall and just playing a little joke-a-roo.
Okay, well, that's not funny.
Well, it's kind of funny. You laughed a little bit.
I gotta go. I got work to do.
Okay, all right. Don't squirt any fake blood on anyone today.
I'm not. We don't do that. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, she seems so offended at the whole thing, at the whole idea of doing something that terrible. So I'm kind of glad she realized it was a prank played by the t-shirt shop guy. All right, so I think that's pretty much it for this mall. I've done them all. I've got a couple of malls left. I might do those later. Maybe I'll do them on the 31st. I don't think I have anything happening on the 31st. Thank you, Max Power, for sending the directories in. That was kind of fun. If any of you have any ideas of other things I should say to people in the mall about the trick-or-treating events, feel free to suggest that in the comments of wherever you're listening to this, and I will hopefully read them.
Hey, Brad, it's Butthole Winker 34. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, you know, it's so funny when you're talking to somebody and you say something like, oh, I wouldn't do that, I'm a Christian. And wouldn't it be funny if you flipped the script and, like, found a bunch of Satanists to call? Like, somehow, I don't know how you find those numbers, but call them up and say, and accuse them of catching them in the act of doing good deeds. Like, hey, I saw you helping that old lady across the street. And if they get
fucking
real
jerks
defensive with you, that you could be like, I wouldn't do such a thing. I'm a Satanist. I'm a true Satanist or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know. I thought that I know you don't like ideas over the phone and stuff, but
yeah, God damn
I couldn't
it
pass that one up.
The hell
I think
you doing?
It's good. It probably sucks, but just something to keep in mind. Cactus, cactus.
Or I could just start telling people I don't lie, I'm a Satanist, just to throw them off a little bit.
Hey, Brad, just calling on in from Tempe, Arizona.
Hey.
Oh, my God, I was listening to the Snowplow show, and the one where you were calling people motherfuckers. Holy shit, dude, that was hilarious.
Well, hopefully you like
so
today's
hard
show.
I think that one, and it was, I guess, a year ago now, but the one with the Santa Claus voices, yeah, they're going down in some of my top favorite shows, you know. I was worried that maybe it was going to be bad without Big Timber, but it was actually, I mean, it's still really funny. So.
Aw, thanks.
That's good, you know. I need to make you a new song. I'm glad that a couple months ago you played the one I wrote, so I gotta think of a new one. And that's just kind of heating up, so it'll be a bit.
I hope you recorded on your cell phone so the song sounds just like this.
But it'll be good. So I'll invest in real time into it. Anyway,
okay.
Love the show.
You better.
Cactus, cactus. Just wanted to check in on you. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Hi, Brad. This is Ryan Digital, and I apologize for the fact that I'm harder to understand than Naughty Guy at times. But anyways, as I was saying,
I
invented the titty milk calls in boobies. And believe it or not, yes, it does make for pretty effective prank calls to call movie theaters and tell them that my wife's breasts are squirting milk everywhere, and they will, like, go around. I'm, like, I'm in Auditorium 7, and I'm like, oh, no, it's 3, and they go around. It's pretty funny. Making a prank call album, which I will send to you in the mail at some point, and you can listen to it for yourself. But anyways.
Okay.
Oh, damn, what else was I going to say? I forgot. Crap.
You're
blowing
it.
Digging through the trash. The reason I would dig through the trash with my headphones on listening to prank call shows is to collect recyclables. So I can make money. And for those of you out there who can't afford the Hobosos, do what I do. Dig through the trash and get recyclables. Okay, bye.
Yeah, everyone. If you're not subscribing to the Hobosos because you don't have enough money, why aren't you out there recycling things, you selfish bastards?
Hey, Brad. This is DeAndre calling from Tunisia.
Hey.
I really enjoyed the last episode. I thought it was cool.
Thanks.
I think it'd be cool if you came to New York sometime. I don't really see you coming to New York, but I'm a new fan, so maybe I don't know.
Yeah, what do you know?
I was thinking it'd be cool
to do
some fall pranks. Like maybe call people in Homeowners Association and ask them when you can collect their leaves. Because the Homeowners Association is a part of a donation drive using the leaves to create diapers for refugees or something ridiculous, like paper towels.
Okay.
And then if they ask you a time, offer really inconvenient times, and then just give them a hard time if they
4 in the morning
don't agree to it. But, yeah, cactus, cactus.
They'd probably love that, though, getting all their leaves collected. They'd be like, hell yeah, I don't have to rake up any leaves. This is awesome.
Oh, hey, Brad, this is Karen. I'm calling from Canada.
Hey, Karen.
By the way, I got your... I was listening to one of your episodes recently, and you played the song Dial Tone by Anthony Del Dale.
Oh, yeah,
you
that
know,
old
funny
thing
about that is there's no actual dial tone in the song. It's really the busy signal.
That song's a lie, isn't it?
Random beats and stuff that aren't even BPMF tones.
That doesn't know
anyways,
shit.
Anyways, I just thought I'd share that with you. Hugs and kisses.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Bye, totally a female from Canada.
Hello, Brad. It's Apollo.
Hey.
Quick question for you. I wanted you to clarify the words to the Snowplow Show song by Shifty Pop.
All right.
You commissioned it, you should know, right? I always thought it was, well, total landlords and customers, but I guess it also sounds like the dialer version, will call up all your customers.
Oh, yeah.
Which is it? I can't tell. Shifty Pop has a weird Paris talk accent.
Yeah, it is hard to understand her. The lyrics that I sent to her was, we'll call landlords and customers. But then the thing the dialer said also made sense. Sounds a little bit like that. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. People always get that song all confused, I've noticed.
Who even picked her? But anyway, there's a cop, so I gotta put my phone down. Bye, Brad.
Bye. You need to get one of those Bluetooths.
Hey, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey.
I was thinking, right, if you have any of those old, like, church directories from, like, you know, a couple years ago, you should get those church directories, call up those people, because, of course, they won't fucking remember that you called them, like,
they're
3 years ago.
They're probably all dead.
And you should be like, hey, we got a church violation. Did you hear? And they'll be like, no, what happened? We are violated because the bells are too loud. So instead of, bells every Sunday, like, we're going to have you go door to door and let people know that it's time to come to church. Imagine, like, the fucking confusion. Or if you're more of, like, a me.
How many churches actually have bells, though? I don't think there's any actual active bells in my town. I've never heard them before. That seems like a rare thing.
You should just say somebody is having an emergency exorcism and they need to come to the church immediately to hold down the leg. You need to hold down the leg, Judith.
Yeah.
He's having an exorcism.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, love you. I hope HoboCon happens. I really want to, like, figure it out. And I guess with the East Coast thing, I was just like, okay, let's just see if, like, who would want to go, you know? But if you're going to do one in Chicago or just do one, like, in New York or something, that'd
I'm not doing one. I don't do the HoboCons. That's GAD's thing. GAD organizes all of the HoboCons. I've just showed up the last 2 years, but really, I don't think I'm going to make it this year. I'm sure other people will, but probably
awesome.
Not me.
Because I got shit to do. You, Brad. I need to give you a hug.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A nice,
you said you were going to be
gentle, long, awkward hug.
Okay,
kiss on
all
the
right.
Cheek. Okay,
all
I'm
right.
Kidding.
Bye, Gloria. You're making it weird. You said you were going to be in Chicago and then you didn't show up, so it's your own dumb fault.
Brad, you made me so angry the other day. When you were playing the, you want me to tell you who I am and where I'm from? Jose,
I don't give
Jose.
A shit, really.
I'm living in Minnesota, but I'm a New Yorker. Brooklyn, New York. New Yorker.
Okay.
Yeah, always.
That's,
don't like Minnesota.
That's nice.
But I'm living here for some reason. Anyway.
I don't need your life story.
Point, right? Cactus Jack, the show about your robot voice calling the mall. And talking to your friends or the girls. That
not my friends.
School.
I didn't have friends. Come on. I was at home using my computer to make prank calls to payphones. You think I had friends?
It made me so angry because that show was so damn good. I really loved it. I'm actually going to listen to it all over again.
Thanks.
I love the quality, the sound. Everything was so cool.
Hopefully you heard the previous one about that same topic of using the computer to make prank calls, even though there's not any actual prank calls in it.
I think you should maybe try doing more weird things like that. I think it might work, especially with, you know, maybe getting better quality of sound.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that
sure.
was awesome. Thank you for playing that. You kept apologizing, and I wanted to punch you right in the face. But anyway, yeah. I still love you.
I'm sorry. Bye. I'm going to apologize anyway. Yeah, the most recent Brad's Cactus Shack over at notla.com has recordings from back in the 80s where I used to use my TRS-80 computer and its fancy voice card to talk to people on payphones. And they usually believed me when I told them I was a robot in the White House.
Hi, Brad. It's AK Frost. I just became a new Patreon supporter today.
Hey.
I've been a fan since 2009 when
Thanks.
I first heard your Walmart prank calls on YouTube. I'm glad you're still making content.
Yeah, it's
hey,
weird.
The Cactus Jack, episode 15 from October 14th, calling payphones in the 1980s with your TRS computer.
Wow, everything's about that episode all of a sudden.
Got some music piped in at the 12-minute, 48-second mark. You said you recognized it but couldn't place it.
Oh, yeah.
I recognized it, too, but I had to rack my brain for days to remember it. I hadn't heard that track in 33 years. You and I are about the same age. You were using track 19 from Petra's live album, Captured in Time and Space, from 1986.
Oh, wow, okay.
The GGG sound was the only...
That's embarrassing, thanks.
...good part of the album, though. Hey, thanks again, Brad. I'm looking forward to listening to all those Hobosodes.
Take care and bye.
Thanks, AK Frost, for being a supporter and for reminding me that I was listening to Petra back in the 80s. I wasn't allowed to listen to real rock music for a long time in the 80s because, you know, it's satanic. The preachers on television tell you so. So
hi,
it's
Brad.
True.
This is Bob Vance.
Hey.
I'm calling from Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Hey, Bob Vance.
To let you know that there's a town called Sandwich, Massachusetts.
Okay, thanks, Bob Vance. That was a great voicemail.
Hey, Roy, it's Patrick from Illinois.
Hey.
I hope you had a good holiday. It's good to have a show finally up and going. So
best holiday
that
ever.
That was really enjoyable. Not going to lie, Roy, I really need to use your bathroom. I am so sorry.
It's okay.
I thought I could make it. I can't. Look, I'm about 10 minutes out, okay? I'm so sorry. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in about 10.
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
Right. See you then. Bye.
I can't remember if he actually came by, but that's a voicemail from September 3rd. Hopefully he made it.
Hello, Brad Carter.
Hey.
It's Eagle, Red Eagle Cobra, calling you back. Well, actually just leaving a voicemail just to kind of brag. I'm going to pass you in YouTube subscribers on the Snowfall Show channel by the end of the month. So I'm just calling to brag about that.
Fuck.
But anyways,
God damn it.
When I hit like 1 million, I'm just going to send all my fans over to you, kind of hijack the fan base, if that's okay. So
okay,
the
thanks.
Downside is your fan base will have been completely hijacked, but the good news is that you'll get like 1 million new subscribers, and you'll be bigger than ever.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Please do that. In fact, everybody should do that. Get yourself a bunch of YouTube subscribers and send them all to me. I'll take anything you got. I think I'm going to stop doing voicemails there. Looks like I have just 7 of them left from back in September, so I'm almost caught up finally after my month of doing hardly any shows. Thanks, everybody, for leaving voicemails. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that by calling 814-422-5309. Please try to keep it around 30 seconds because I have a really short attention span. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Audi Love, Ernie M, Fun Society Arcade, I Regret Jumping, and Philia. It's because of people like that I have to do shows every single week and never get a minute to myself. But it's okay, because I really like doing shows. And I really like when people support me, because I am still paying off massive fines from getting arrested for doing prank calls a couple years ago. So if you'd like to help me pay my legal bills, please support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. Your support means I'll just keep working on more and more phone projects all the time. Like right now, I'm still converting all of these old cassette tapes from the 90s into digital files so I can release the biggest torrent of prank calls ever created. Not just PLA prank calls, but everybody's prank calls. Tons and tons of stuff from the 90s. But all of the PCN shows, just everything. Everybody. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge. I think my tape player is broken, so I have to go to Goodwill and find another tape player so I can finish converting these tapes. I got like an 80s looking model just because it looked cool. So I need to throw this thing away and find something maybe more from the 90s or so it'll actually work. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. Please listen to my other shows like Brad's Cactus Shack and Mr. Dobolina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. And hang up the phone whenever that happens. I don't know if that's happening tomorrow or not. We usually do that on Wednesdays. We haven't really talked about doing it this week. But maybe, we'll see. We're going to end today's show with a song that was sent to me by Keith Wrangle from the YouTube channel Wrangle's Angle. This is Dog Police. And I guess the name of the song is 1-800. I've never heard this before, but it sure is something, I guess.
expensive today. And if you call right now, you get absolutely free a stainless steel dictionary.
Now, how much would you pay?
I've got a bowl that smells like a fish cake and a steamer that's made of bamboo. I've got a watch that plays Dixie. It's all too good to be true. My heart starts pounding when I hear the sound of a truck pulling up in my drive. Cause I know it's the postman with a COG. I'm 1995, I call.
1-800. 1-800. 1-800. 1-800. 1-800. It's toll free.
No, this is not a charade.